So here I am thinking about some random things about the election, of course. What else is new? Pretty difficult to think about anything else. And I was thinking back how I think it was during the campaigning period or even in the earlier stage, the primaries, I recall, before it was determined that he was going to be the guy that was going to run up against Trump. And then, he would appear on interviews and, he always was well received because all the shows and everything, they're all liberal. But he had that, he was riding the coattails, from the Obama time, and they loved him, so they love him too. I didn't think anything of the man myself. I just knew he was the vice president, and that was about it. I didn't know his history. I know more about everything. I know more about his career. And his track record than I did when he was the vice president, because I wasn't looking into that or hearing about it then. It's only now that it's surfacing, or at least, with the internet and everything, and the election, people post things, and then it makes you curious, and you want to look more into it, and you do, and there you go. Which brings me to my point. He always seemed a little bit reluctant. I don't know. Something about his body language gave me the impression that he really wasn't even interested in running for president, but I could be wrong. So we know he's the guy. Now, because of the fact that he seemed to not have favorable reviews even from people on the Democrat side, he wasn't that popular. I'm not saying they didn't want him over Trump. I'm just saying that he wasn't even there, I guess. If they had to choose, maybe they wouldn't want him, is the feeling I got. And I thought, well, why him? If they hated Trump, and I've said this before, and they had 4 years to think about it, why didn't they come up with something better, someone better? I know that he was up against a lot of people, but those people weren't popular either. And I thought, why didn't they just try to put someone in there that was like as popular or as charismatic as Obama? You mean to tell me that that person doesn't exist? I mean, because think about it. Even now that he is the president-elect and he still doesn't seem to, I don't know, get people excited even in his own base. From what I understand, liberals don't like him or are not happy with him. Half of his base is like lukewarm. So, I mean, and this is clear because, when he was campaigning and they were saying that the low turnout was due to them respecting social distancing rules, well, that doesn't explain why his live stream recently didn't get that much attention. If all these people came out to vote for him in record numbers, as they say that he beat Hillary and Obama's record, then why isn't that seen in his popularity? I think it was about not even 5,000 people watching the live stream when he addressed the nation recently. So I don't understand. Where are all these people that came out in droves to vote for him? Why aren't they tuning in to watch the man speak, the man they all voted for? It's strange. All right, but so imagine if they had someone younger, as much as, let's say, you are supportive of Trump. Let's say you're a diehard Trump supporter. You are in this fight to the end. But if it was anyone but Biden, someone new, someone fresh, someone even younger, someone who maybe could fool you a little bit better, that you could be, okay, well, if I have to deal with this new person, Joe Schmo, whatever it is, he's younger, he doesn't have a track record that you could keep pointing to. Maybe it would sit better. But the thing is that they chose someone to run against Trump that has a bad track record, that has things that we could point to and say, sounded racist, or he plagiarized, or he told somebody that, who asked him a question about the Second Amendment, when he was at some event, that he didn't work for him. And I'm thinking, who says that on camera when they're running for president? What do you mean you don't work for him? Then who do you work for? I thought you worked for the American people. Is he not part of the American people? So my long-winded point is that Why would they choose someone that has all these things that we can nitpick and criticize? It would just be easier to have someone else. Because if it doesn't matter, you know, if the campaigning doesn't matter and nothing else, you know, he didn't have to do anything because he was going to win it no matter what because of the mass mail-in voting, then they could have been more strategic about who they were getting in there, even if they were getting them in there, you know, through cheating. Does that make sense? I mean, I used to think, why him? And then I thought, oh, now I know why him, because they were going to cheat. And now I'm thinking, well, if they were going to cheat, it still brings me back to why him. And if the reason it's him is because they know he's not going to be there very long, why Kamala? I mean, I just go in circles thinking about it. Because neither one of them are anything that I think is impressive. And I find it so hard to believe that anybody could be so proud to call them, you know, president and vice president. But they are. You know, I mean, there's t-shirts out there. My VP looks like me. I say my VP looks like Pence. And it's a pity to see that silver fox go, I'll tell you that. And I'm not crazy about Jill. Dr. Biden. Which is another little thing that they were saying out there. It's so funny. Whoopi actually said that she should be the Surgeon General. Which is crazy to me because you would think she would know more about them than me. Because she's on a show where they talk about politics. And at the very least you'd know the difference between a doctorate and a medical doctor. But whatever. That was an old clip, and it just came up recently because people are saying that Jill's title, you know, is pretentious or whatever. But it's a minor thing. And yeah, I don't know. It's just something about her and him. They just don't do it for me. And that's probably why I wasn't into politics to begin with, because nothing got me excited or interested until now. I mean, yeah, I was excited when Obama was in there because, again, they were the younger, you know, people. And everybody came out to vote for him, almost everyone. So that made sense. It was something different, you know. They had a different feeling about them all the way around. So, and it's not just the fact that he was the first biracial president. It's just that they were young, you know, some fresh meat in there, and they had kids, you know, and that's always nice. So, and I think Melania, when Trump got inaugurated, her son was younger, so they had a young son too. And, you know, they're a beautiful family. Say what you want. Call him Orange Man Bad. Call him morbidly obese. Apparently, it's the only time you're allowed to fat shame is when you're criticizing the president. But she's a stunning woman, and he is not a bad-looking man. And yes, he did gain some weight, but no one can take away the fact that, you know, when he was the Trump of, you know, the 80s, that he wasn't the man, because he was, okay? And say what you want, they are attractive people, and this, and so is the entire family. And as far as I know, there's no scandals or anything crazy about them. And another thing that stumps me is the fact that not only does Joe have this terrible track record, as far as I'm concerned, that people can use against him, but not that anyone cares, but still it exists, so it's annoying. For instance, when Trump appointed Amy Coney Barrett to the Supreme Court justice seat, try as they may, they didn't have anything on her because she just has a pristine, clean record. That's what they had to do for whoever they put up against Trump, because I think he would have been more accepted even by the Republicans and everyone else, if it came to it, because he didn't have this history that Biden has. And so on top of the fact that he does have, you know, all these negative things in his past that people bring up, he also tried to run for president 2 times before, and I never knew that. I didn't know anything about him, and that's one of the things I didn't know. That's how forgettable it was. And it was plagiarism, you know, that reputation of stealing, you know, the speeches and appropriating you know, the stories that, you know, from other politicians, that's what worked against him. And yet now he's the one. Well, all I can say to that is third time's the charm. On another note, if I hear the words unity and healing one more time, particularly healing, I don't understand. What does that have to do with anyone or anything other than my personal life? Healing from what? When I think of a president, I don't think of healing. I don't think of them helping me with that. I don't look to them for my healing. Explain that to me, somebody. Yes, I know that there's a pandemic and it's been awful for a lot of people, and people have unfortunately passed away, and it's a scary thing whenever you think of losing someone. Things happen in our lives all the time, and we have close calls, even unrelated to the virus, that make you, you know, kiss the ground you walk on and thank your lucky stars. So, you know, we all want what's best for everyone. And but healing? Healing from what? It doesn't make any sense. They make it sound like they need to heal. They need to recover from a Trump administration, which is the most ridiculous thing I ever heard. I wasn't suffering for these 4 years because Trump was in office. And I've said before that people I know have upgraded and improved their lives, even though they happen to hate Trump. And if anybody has experienced police brutality, which is awful, or racism, or anything of that sort, and if they feel oppressed or have other issues that they're bringing to the forefront now all of a sudden, none of that had to do with Trump. You know, he didn't inflict that harm or pain on people just because you didn't like how he responds to things or says things. The comparison is really outrageous, and the punishment doesn't, you know, fit the crime, so to speak. And that goes back to that thing that I said in my previous episode there about how Deborah Messing said that he inflicted violence on millions of people, and it's just gibberish. They're just wild accusations. And if I had my way, they should all be sued for slander. But that Trump, let me tell you, he's made of something special, because there's no way any human being could withstand that heat. I mean, they are relentless. I just don't know how he does it. In fact, in a sense, I feel like maybe it's a good thing that he gets the hell out of there so he can enjoy the rest of his life in peace, because he doesn't need this BS. I mean, he had his own money. He's not doing it for those reasons. He's doing it because he had a vision of something that he wanted to do, and a lot of people followed him for that vision. That's why they supported him. So maybe he just, you know, ignited that fire in people, and they will pay attention, and hopefully this cheating business and mail-in ballot goes away, because there's a problem with the Democrats thinking that they run the show, and that they're the only ones who can run the show. And there's a problem with the Republicans who don't do anything about it. And that reminds me, I don't understand why it is sometimes that they say, you know, that there's a majority, you know, in the Senate, or there's a majority in the Congress or whatever. You know, whenever that is the case, it depends, you know, throughout the years, that's who has control of the House and all that. Okay, fine. But why is it that way to begin with? I'm just learning as I go. And right now I know that the seats in Georgia are a big deal. If the Democrats get those Senate seats, we're in big trouble. And what I want to know is, why should anybody have more than the other, even the conservatives? Why can't we have a government where it's equal, where the representation is always equal, no matter who is president, so that everybody is represented fairly without anybody getting over or getting things in that, you know, people don't agree with, and on both sides? Because it seems crazy to me. It's the same thing when the debates, you know, happen, and usually the moderators are Democrat or liberal or whatever. They're supposed to be, you know, fair and objective, but it doesn't seem to be the case. So why not just cut through all the bull and have one debate be with a Republican moderator and have another debate with a Democrat, so then at least each side gets their person, and If they want to, you know, be biased, let them be biased, but at least they get their turn with the bias. I don't understand why we have to worry about any party having control over the House. And I'm sure there's some logic to that that I'm not familiar with, because I'm not a political science major. And I'm going to ask around to get my answers on that question, because it occurred to me one day, and I don't know why it has to be that way. You know, make it fair and balanced all the time. You know, yeah, the president will be whoever people vote in that year, and the seats will be filled by whoever votes for them. But there's only, you know, a certain amount for each side. And it's 50-50, if that makes sense. And now I'm off to bed. Oh, and one more thing. I was reminded of old shows because I was having a conversation with somebody, and I was reminiscing about those old programs, Good Times and The Jeffersons and all those programs from way back when, Sanford and Son, the list goes on, and of course All in the Family. And you know that theme song when he's singing with Archie, singing with Edith Bunker, if you're familiar with the show, it might be way before your time, but they're singing that song by the piano, and with all the identity politics and things that's going on today, that song always comes to mind, a little melody. And if you know what I'm talking about, maybe it makes sense, you know, because they're singing about, you know, a time gone by. And here we are in 2020, and I think I would give anything to go back to the days of Archie Bunker, when people had a sense of humor. All right, well, that's it. You know what to do. Like, share, and subscribe. It's up to you. Ciao for now. Girls were girls and men were men. Mr. We can use a man like Herbert Hoover again. Didn't need no welfare state. Everybody pulled his weight. G.R. old LaSalle ran great. Those were the days.